Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from Logan, where we're set and ready to go for our second and final game of the evening for the Lady Red Devils as they take on the Logan Palco Trojans, the host of tonight's Triangular. Oberlin coming off of that 2-set-to-none loss just a little bit ago to Shylin, 25-18, 25-17. Logan Palco opened the Triangular, taking on the Cougars, and lost to them 25-19, 25-8. So we'll see we're going to see out of each team after a loss. See who wants to go 1-1. See who is going to finish the Triangular 0-2. The Red Devils come in now after that loss just a bit earlier. Now 4-12 on the season and just 2-10 in neutral side matches. So a tough way for them kind of on the neutral floor anyway. But then in the true road matchups like this one is, they're 2-2. So would love nothing more to get above 500. And that since Logan Palco has not won on their home floor yet this season, they are 0-3 and 3-9. On the year. Logan Palco, before coming into this Triangular, played last Tuesday. They're at that Shylin Quad, where the only team they lost to was Shylin. They beat Weskin 2-0, 25-14, 26-24, and Tri Plains Blooster 2-0, 25-9, 25-4, but they ended up losing to Shylin 2-0, 25-14, 25-20, and then lost to him earlier today, 25-19, 25-8. These two did meet up last year. It was in Oberlin, and the Lady Red Devils were able to get the win over the Lady Trojans, 2-0, 25-22, 25-17. It was the Red Devils that swept that Triangular last year, but dealing with two very more experienced teams, I guess you could say, this season compared to last year, as Shylin now 12-8 on the season. They're off to a great start. Have played a lot of good teams, really, really good, and have beaten some of them as well. So I'd look out for the Cougars as we get closer and closer to the postseason here. And kind of like we were talking to Lindsey Forden, it's crazy. Kind of this Triangular here is always kind of considered maybe your halfway point. You played your early season matches, you kind of made your way through the first month or so, and now you're getting closer and closer. There, you got some league tournaments still to come, as well as some other tournaments as well, but you've also got the sub-state tournament, which is kind of looming in the background too. So trying to get as good as you can before you get to that sub-state tournament. And we'll see if the Red Devils can get a big win here, much needed win, after they kind of, like I said, hit a little bit of that skid there when they went down to Grinnell in the Gove County Classic, but rallied there at the McCook Invite, played pretty well in the final two matches of the day there. Overall played really, really well, but the final two matches really, really struck a chord. And then today, thought they played decent at times against Shylin, but just could never get out in front, you know, after they got down big. And Elsie Larson will be the first one to serve. Pops up for the back row, and she'll go for an ace on the first serve. Elsie Larson, how about that? The 5'7 sophomore starts the scoring for the Red Devils, and they take a 1-0 lead. So Larson back to serve again after the ace, trying to make it two in a row. Popped up in the back row. They run in to save it. Here's a big swing coming on the outside there from Voss. Now up front, and Voss will be the one to go into the net. Voss, standing at 6'1", was trying to go up and get a block there, and instead put the thumb into the bottom of the tape, and you can't do that, and so it's 2-0 Red Devils. So 2-0 Red Devils here in set number one. Larson back to serve again. She pops it up over the top. Great dig in the back row there by Bliss to the outside. Now from the right pin, rolling it up over the top of the Trojans. Back set this time. Lippelman trying to wrap it inside the antenna. And instead she shoots it wide. It'll make it 2-1. So 2-1 here in set one. And back to serve now is Julie Kuhn for the Trojans. She pops up to the back row. The setup down the middle. Minnick! Just maybe a little too leisurely on it. Just pops it into the net. And quickly, we're knotted up at two apiece. So 2-2 here in set number one. Kuhn for her second serve. Puts it right at Rodriguez. Larson with a bump set. Up to Minnick from the 10-foot line. Free ball sent over. Out of the back right corner. Kuhn with a bump set. Outside cross court. Try! Off the blocks and down for Haley McClurg. And McClurg with her first kill makes it 3-2 Trojans here in set number one. So set one in favor of the Trojans. 3-2. Coon lobs it up. Now here's the bump set. Minnick down with authority in the middle there. Pop back up. The set back up to Minnick. Excuse me, to Voss. She'll send it over to the two-hand free ball. Minnick now from the left hand. Cross-court try. But it'll go into the net. Attack here. Three already for the Red Devils. And it's 4-2 Trojans just like that. So the Trojans lead it 4-2 here in set number one. Back to serve is Jolie Kuhn again. She pops up to the back right corner for Rodriguez. The set for Larson. Tap right back at her by Voss. Now Lippelman will set it up to Weigel, who rolls it up over the top. Great dig from Bliss. They'll go to the outside. Here's a two-hand tap over from Del Monte. Lippelman, the bump set. Minnick into the net. Some timing just must be off for her. Attack here, number four. And the Red Devils, who jumped out to an early lead, now down by three at 5-2 here in set number one. Back to serve, and the Red Devils will be out of rotation. So that'll be a free point for the Trojans to make it 6-2. And there's a nice pop serve into the back row for Rodriguez. Larson sets it up down the middle. Bradley Minnick blocked by Voss, but it'll twiggle the twine, roll off the tape, and fall on the side of the Trojans. So Bradley will get her first kill after a few tries there to start the match. And now makes it 6-3. Jenna Fortin back to serve here for the Red Devils. Fortin with a hard serve right at Voss. Weigel just taps it back over on the free pass and puts it down. Shelby Weigel with her first kill, and that'll make it 6-4. And the Red Devils are down by two here in set number one. So Red Devils down by two. Set number one, Fortin hard serve, and it'll fall in for the ACE ace. And the Red Devils cut it to one at 6-5. Have been down as many as four, now just down by one. Fortin with a short serve right at Voss. The setup to the outside, over the top of everybody. Right there was Kaus to the outside. Big swing, Bradley Minnick on the cross-court try. Popped up front to Voss. She'll send it over on a free ball from the 10-foot line. Now Larson behind the 10-foot line with the setup. Ketrell, left-hand swing, cross-court kill! McKayden Ketrell gets in the kill column with her first and ties this up at six apiece here in set number one. So the Red Devils making their way back here to tie it up at six apiece in set number one. Back to serve. Lobbing it up over the top is Fortin right at Voss. The sneaky set over. Weigel just taps it right back at her. Now to the outside. Just tapping it over is McClurg, and she's able to get it. Bradley Minnick was right there trying to go for the block, and it just goes off the side of her hands and down. So make it 7-6 here in favor of Logan Palko. McClurg with the kill, her second. Now Bradley Minnick trying to send it short to the far side line and instead shoots it wide, and it's 8-6. So just as easy as Oberlin came back and tied it, Logan Palko just as easily as came back, taking a two-point lead. McClurg with a hard serve and another rotation error on the Red Devils. So it'll be 9-6. Tough 2 points to give away there. Hard serve into the back left corner for Rodriguez. Up to Ketrell from the left pin off the blocks. Almost got it to go. Kept alive somehow by the Trojans. Tapping it over the free ball is Trinity Cowles. The bump set up front here. Minnick just taps it over on a rolling, running shot there. Two-hand swat over from the Trojans on their free ball. Now Larson sneaks it into the hole for the kill. It'll make it 9-7. LC Larson with her first kill of the night. Two-point lead here for the Trojans. Bradley Minnick back to serve in set number one. Hard serve, twiggles the twine. Trinity Kaus runs in, trying to save it. It is Bliss, pops it up to Voss, who sends it over on a free ball. Almost ace there. Larson with a back set. Weigel over the top, running in to dig it out there was Kuhn to the outside. Two-hand swat over, almost was short. Minnick with the save. Ketrell sends it over on a free ball. Trojans on the attack. Voss down the middle, right at Minnick. She's able to pop it up in the air. Larson to the outside. Ketrell, roll shot over the top of everybody. Trojans play defense really good, and now they'll send it over on a free ball. Red Devils on the attack. Down the middle this time. Maria Rodriguez, big swing right into the heart of Voss's hands. Her first block, and make it 10-7. So 10-7 here in set number one. Red Devils down by three. And back to serve is Cora Ashmore for the Trojans. Ashmore sends it short right at it. It was a little miscommunication between Ketchrell and Fortin. And it'll go down as an ace, making 11-7. Ashmore with her first ace of the evening. So 11-7, 4-point lead here. Hard shot, twiggles the twine right at Ketchrell. Larson with a bump set up to Weigel, trying to go for the cross-court killer down the line there from the right pin. Instead, it goes into the net. It's 12-7. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We will take one with her. 12-7 here in set number one. Red Devils down by five. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan. So far, Logan Palco out in front, 12-7. Red Devils got an early 2-0 lead, and since then, it has been all Trojans. Cora Ashmore with another serve. Pops it up to Minnick in the back row. The back set, Rodriguez right at the heart of the defense. Her and Voss, the joust, excuse me, up front. That's her and Clark, and the Red Devils do not win that joust as Rodriguez sent it right back at her. And I thought it went off of Clark's hands, but instead it goes out of bounds off of Rodriguez. And now Ashmore will serve it way right for the first service error to make it 13-8. So 13-8 here in set number one. Logan Palco in front by five. Active serve and a hard one here for Jory Fortin. Runs in, is able to pick it up. The setup to the outside. Here's a big swing off the blocks and out of bounds. So a kill. That was a huge swing right there for Hope Kaus. The 5'5" freshman puts it down for a kill. And to make it 14-8. 6-point lead here for the Trojans. Back to serve is Briar Delmont. Delmont with a hard serve, but right into the nets. Red Devils could use a few more of those. 14-9. Jenna Fortin will check out. Check it in for the Red Devils here. Is Riley Lippelman. 14-9. Red Devils down by five over the top of the net. Great dig right there, but a free pass over. Lippelman taps it right back and gets him out of rotation. It falls down 14-10. And Riley Lippelman with her third kill of the season to make it 14-10. Red Devils down by four. McCaden Ketchrell back to serve once more. Sends a hard one into the back right corner. Great dig up to the front here for Delmont. Now Clark along with Kaus up front both go after it. I think it was Clark ended up getting, it was Trinity Kaus up front along with Clark. And so Sarah Clark will get the kill somehow with another hand right beside her, 15-10. Under the back row, Minnick goes off of her wrist, kept alive by Rodriguez. Free ball over from Larson. Trojans on the attack. They go to the outside. Big swing over the top of the blocks right there. Kaus almost got it to go. Now Larson with a big swing off the blocks. Kept alive there by the Trojan defense. They'll have to send it over on a free ball. Short, Minnick too close. Now the back set and taking care of it up front there. Almost was McClurg. Free ball from Minnick. Trojans reset on the attack now. Clark, two-hand swat over the middle. Free pass sent over from Minnick. They'll try to go back to Clark. No, she'll bump it up. Big swing over the top of everybody, and it falls in on a cross-court kill for Haley McClurg, her third, and to make it 16-10. Logan Palco in front here in set number one. So the Trojans out in front, trying to add to their lead here as they lead by six. Kaus with a hard serve right at Rodriguez. She pops it up, and now Jory Fortin trying to back set it over the top there to Larson. And it's 17-10. Attack here, five for the Red Devils. Lindsay Fortin wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here. It's Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Red Devils down 17-10. Here to the Logan Palco Trojans. Take a look at some of our more sponsors tonight. High Plains Podiatry, J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Oberlin, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank in downtown Oberlin, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, BAP Construction, and Ward Drug Store. Big thank you to all of them for helping us support Oberlin Red Devil Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. Red Devils down by seven here in set number one, trying to stage a good comeback here as the Red Devils just some unforced errors as well. Logan Palco playing pretty good on the defensive side of things. Have been able to keep a lot of the Red Devil attacks up in the air, and it's kind of put some pressure on the Red Devils as they'll try to come back here down by seven in set number one. And in need of a little bit of a scoring run out of somebody on the serving side of things. If they can get a side out here, Red Devils in desperate need of one of those. Kaus with a serve. Hard one to catch on the back row. She pops it up. Jory Fortin with a bump set. It'll be really short here. Just popping it over the top. Gets him out of rotation. Now a free pass over. Red Devils on the attack. Maria Rodriguez sends it over on a free ball. Clark from the 10-foot line down right at Jory Fortin. Now Rodriguez takes care of it up front with the kill. How about that? I think they thought she was going to set it. Instead, she just rears back and kills it. And Maria Rodriguez with her 30th kill on the season. And actually her 31st, she had one in game number one to make it 17-11. Rodriguez back to serve after her kill. Sends it to Kaus in the back middle row. The setup to the outside. Here's a swing over the top. Just wrapping it inside the antenna of Klerg. Now Lippelman will have to send it over on a free ball after the Red Devils are out of rotation. Real close to the net. Kept alive there by Delmont, the setter. Now sent over on a free ball. Red Devils on the attack. Larson from the left. Pinned down! Kept alive, but it'll go out of bounds. So Elsie Larson with her second kill. And the Red Devils make it a 5-point game at 17-12. Red Devils trying to claw their way back into this one. Down by 7. Now just down by 5. Rodriguez hard serve. It'll go right at Voss. The back set this time real short. Tap back over here. Fortin with a setup to Briley Minnick. Big swing. Kaboom! Into the back right corner. Briley Minnick with her second kill. It'll force the Trojans to call a timeout, 17-13. Red Devils cut it to 4. Timeout on the floor taken by the Trojans. We'll take one with them. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan. Our score, 17-13. Trojans down by 4. Oberlin down by 4. We're down by as many as 7, but have cut it back to 4 here with a 3-0 run. Rodriguez out of the timeout from the Trojans. Gives it off to Voss. Now the two-hand swat over on the free ball. Red Devils on the attack. Fortin will set it up. Riley Minnick, big swing, and able to pop it back up. Now almost a free pass. No, kept alive by the Trojans on their side. They'll send it over on a free ball. Fortin with a bump set up. Close here for Larson. Rolls it up over the top. Great dig in the back row by Trinity Kaus. The bump set Delmont down the middle this time. Clark rolls it around the blocks. Now Riley Minnick will come in with a set to Larson off the blocks and down. Elsie Larson with her third kill, and it makes it 17-14. Red Devils down by 3. So a 4-0 run, and they get a big point out of the Logan Palko timeout. Into the back row. Great dig right there for Voss. Up front to Delmont to the outside. Over to the top here for McClurg, and she's able to get the kill on the cross court as Kettrell just goes off her wrists, and it'll be 18-14. So the Red Devils got it back to within 3, and like I said, they just needed a nice little long scoring run with the serve, and they were able to get it there. Cut it to within 4, have been down as many as 7. Gracie Bliss back to serve. Bliss with a long popover serve right at Larson. They'll go to her on the right pin. Larson with a swing right in between the blocks and down for another kill. That's 4 for her and make it 18-15. Larson, who just had 3 in game number 1 against Shylin, now already has 4 in the first set against Logan Palko. Now with a hard serve to Bliss. She barely pops it up in the air. They'll set it up to the outside here. Two-hand swat over. Sliding save right there to Briley Minnick. Big swing, and she's able to get the kill. Briley Minnick takes care of it. After the Red Devils were a little bit out of rotation there, but great diving bodies everywhere on the hustle to make it 18-16. So the Red Devils down by 2. Trying to come back and get the win in set number 1. Larson with the serve sends it short. Bliss runs in to save it. Delmont with a back set. It'll go over the head of Voss and down. So attack air number 1 for the Trojans unofficially to make it 18-17. So 18-17, Red Devils down by 1, have been down by as many as 7, 17-10, but what a run here. It's now a 7-1 run for the Red Devils. Out of the back row, great pop-up right there from Kuhn. Now this one's going to be short. She barely gets it over. Weigel bump set up. Now they'll go back to her down the middle. She sends it short, almost got it to go, kept alive by Voss up front, sent over on a free ball, and they're going to call a lift, I think, or 4 hits on the Trojans, and we're tied at 18 apiece. So 18-18 in set number 1. Red Devils trying to take the lead back. Larson with a hard serve. Barely. Now a free pass over. Red Devils have a chance here. Larson will set it up to Minnick. Now she won't jump. Just rolls it off the tape and down. So after those were going unlucky for her at the beginning of the match, she gets lucky there. And it makes it 19-18. Briley with her fourth kill of the first set. And the Red Devils take the lead back. 19-18 here in set number one. Larson with a hard serve to the back right corner. And she's got another ace. Elsie Larson with her second forces another Logan Palco timeout, and the Red Devils lead it by two here in set number one. Down seven, they rally back and lead it by two. It's Red Devil Volleyball, here on 101.1 KFNF. Hi, everybody. Welcome back here from Logan. Red Devils down 17-10, have went on a 10-1 run and now lead it 20-18 in set one. Larson with a hard serve right at Bliss out of the Logan Palco timeout. Now Voss will just have to send it over on a bump set free ball. Now down to the outside. Left pin try here for Briley Minnick. Off the box and down again. Her fifth kill, 21-18, and the Red Devils lead it by three. What a comeback here in set number one when you thought they were down it out. You can never count them out. 21-18. Red Devils down by up by three now in set number one. It's an 11-1 run. Hard serve into the back right corner. Great dig. Kaus might be too short. Shelby Weigel tried to take care of it. It's just tapping it back over. Now the free ball and put it over right where they're not is Haley McClurg and a big side out right there. That's McClurg's fifth kill. And lo and behold, have a senior in the run. 21-19, but the Red Devils going 11-2 run there and lead it by two. 21-19 in set one. Can they come up with a win, though? This is going to be huge if they can rally for the next four points. Hard serve right back at Minnick off the wrist. We'll go back to her down the middle, and she just goes with the heart attack and gets another kill. Six for her. 22-19 in set number one. So when you need the point, you know who to go to, and she just put that one down with authority. 22-19, and Jenna Fortin sends it a little too short. The first service error for the Red Devils. 22-20. So 22-20. Hard serve into the back left corner there for Rodriguez. The bump set. Ketchrell from the left pin. Rolls it up over the top. Gets him out of rotation. And we'll get a kill. Great job by McCaden. Ketchrell just rolled it up over the top. Put it up for grabs. And the Trojans couldn't really handle it. 23-20. Briley Minnick back to serve. Briley with a hard one right at Voss. They'll go to the outside this time. Huge swing for Trinity Kaus, but it'll go over to the top of everybody. Great dig. Now Ketchrell down the left line. One-handed save. Keeping it up and putting it out on the outside. There is Voss as she just tapped it up in desperation. And the Red Devils will have set point 24-20. 24-20. Red Devils down by four in set number one. Bradley Minnick, Red Devils up by four in set number one. Back to serve. Briley Minnick again. Briley lobs it up over the top of the back row. Delmont down the middle. Big swing. Voss! And did it go out? No, they'll say it taps the back line. And Voss will get her first kill of the night. And to make it 24-21, the Red Devils will have set point two here in set number one. 24-21. Red Devils down by seven. Have Riley back now. Lead it by three and have set point. Minnick with a great dig. Larson the bump set out. Shelby Weigel rolls it down. Great dig right there by Ashmore to the back row. Now they'll go down the middle this time. Over the top of the blocks is Frank. The setup. Back row try here. Briley Minnick right at the libero Ashmore. Now Trinity Kaus over to free ball right at Minnick. Are they going to try her again? No, sneaky set. And right there to pick it up with Trinity Kaus. They'll go to her on the right pin, and it's into the net. The Red Devils down by as many as seven. Come back and win set number one, 25-21. And force Logan Palco into a corner, 25-21. Red Devils with a win in set number one. We'll be back with set two action here on 101.1 KFNF. Hi, everybody, and welcome back here from Logan. One set in the books. The Red Devils down 17-10. Come back to go on a 15-4 run, and they get the win 25-21 in set number one. So now they are just 25 points away here from a set two win and a 2-0 set win for the Red Devils. So Oberlin in front, one set to none. And now we'll see if they can come up with the big win to end it. So 25-21, Red Devils win set one after being down 17-10. And like I mentioned, a 15-4 run. Out of the back row here for Larson. Fortin just barely tapping it over. Now coming in, Delmont will set it up down the middle. Voss rolls it over on a free ball. Coming in to dig it out is Fortin. The outside, Lippelman with a hard swing into the back row. Great dig right there by Shaletto. Now barely getting it over is Delmont, and she'll send it wide. And the Red Devils out to a 1-0 lead. So the Red Devils there in set one got out to an early 2-0 lead. And then Logan Palko took the lead back and never really looked back until that 17-10 mark. And then the Red Devils went on that 15-4 run. Out of the back row there for Clark. And she sends it too far up front. Barely getting it back over, but sending it wide is Kuhn. So it's an ace for Elsie Larson, her third. And it's 2-0 Red Devils. Red Devils in front, 2-0 here in set two with a 1-0 set lead. Elsie Larson with the serve. Larson with a hard one, and it falls in to the back right corner. Make it 4-2 in a row for her, and a 3-0 lead for the Red Devils. So the Red Devils out in front, 3-0 here in set number two, trying to keep that momentum on their side. Larson with another hard serve into the back right corner, kept alive this time. Down the middle, Voss with a hard swing for the first time early all night. Fortin comes up with a bump set, maybe a free pass, trying to play it off the net was Lippelman. It'll be too close for her to do it, and it's a sixth attack here for the Red Devils, 3-1 here in set number two. So the Red Devils down by two. Hard serve, Rodriguez trying to slide over, gets her out of position there, and makes it 3-2, so an ace for Haley McClurg, and McClurg was the one that kind of stopped some of that bleeding in set number one. And now she's back to serve again with a hard one right at Ketrell, who pops it up. Larson sets it up here to Weigel down the left line for the kill. Shelby Weigel down the far side, and she will pick up kill number two for her. And it makes it 4-2 or 4-1. We'll see here into the front row, barely getting it back over. Now the back set this time. Ketrell through the middle. It sends it hard. Running in to save it is Kaus over on the free ball here from Bliss. Red Devils on the attack. Bradley Minnick from the left pin. Down with authority. Kept alive by McClurg in the back row. Now they'll go up front here. Just barely getting it over is Kuhn. The bump set. Bradley Minnick cross court try. Kept alive by McClurg. Kaus sends it up front. Trinity there to Kuhn over on the free ball again. The bump set this time. Big swing, and Bradley Minnick will hit it into the net. They got 4-3 on the scoreboard. And I guess that's what we'll go with. I thought it was only 4-2, but 4-3 now. Attack here, 7 for the Red Devils. 4-3, and twiggles it twine, and it'll drop home. So an ace there for Jolie Kuhn, her first, and we're tied up at 4 apiece. Long pass out of the back row there for Fortin. The setup, back set, big swing off the top of the blocks, almost went down, but a great job. Now a big swing, Cal, she twiggles the tape. Now she'll send it back over on a free ball. Rodriguez there to dig it out. Larson sets it up, Bradley Minnick, left pin with the cross court. It's down for a kill, seventh for her, and the Red Devils lead it 5-4. So Red Devils in front, 5-4 here in set number two. 5-4, set number two, Red Devils. Hard serve, Minnick twiggles the twine and drops home. Briley Minnick with her first ace. She had one last match. and now has 24 on the season, and it makes it 6-4. Red Devils in front by 2. Minnick back to serve again. This one will go over the top of everybody. Second service error for the Red Devils. Just put a little too much oomph underneath that one. That'll make it 6-5. So 6-5, Red Devils in front by 1. Do apologize there on the scoreboard on the YouTube stream. Back to serve is Delmont. Sends it up into the front right corner. Weigel now makes Larson almost sent it over on a free ball, and they'll get the Trojans out of rotation there as it was Kuhn that popped it up in the air, but then running in to try to save it over was Clark, but she was already underneath the net. So the Red Devils will take that and make it 7-5 here in set number 2. Fortin with a hard serve into the back middle row there for Clark. They'll go back set this time. Kaus off the blocks. Kept alive by Jenna Fortin. The setup to the outside. Larson cross-court try. Did anybody touch it? No. And it'll go down as a point for the Trojans. As the Red Devils were hoping for a touch. 7-6. Hard serve to the back row. Great dig there from Larson. The bump set Fortin up front here. Rodriguez pops it over with two hands. Gets him out of rotation. Clark sends it over to free ball. Making its way out of bounds. And the Red Devils will take that. Sixth attack here for the Trojans. 8-6. Red Devils in the lead. So 8-6 here in set number 2. Ketchrell back to serve with a hard one. And the back left corner off the hands of Clark. And down for an ace. McCaden Ketchrell with a big one to make it 9-6 Oberlin. So the Red Devils trying to cap it off. They lead it 9-6 here in set number 2. Hard serve Ketchrell again. This one it will be sent over on a free pass. Dumped right back by Elsie Larson. And down for a kill. Her fifth. 10-6, Red Devils in front by 4. They force a timeout from Robin Van Lays and the Trojans. We'll take one with them. Red Devils by 4 here in set number 2. 10-6, it's Lady Red Devil Volleyball. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan. 10-6, Oberlin in front. Up by 4 here, have been down in the match, but again have rallied just like they did in set number 1. Rallied to come back to win it. Ketchrell again back to serve with a hard one. Twiggles the twine, kept alive by McClurg, but it'll fall down right in front of Voss as she was running over to try to pop it back up. 11-6, another ace for Ketchrell, her second, and it's 11-6. Red Devils by 5 here in set 2. Ketchrell again with a hard one. Goes over the top right at Voss for another ace. That's 3 back-to-back now. And 12-6 Oberlin as they continue to extend the lead out. 12-6 here in set number 2. Ketchrell with a hard one over the top right at Ashbourne. And she has it go off her wrist and out of bounds to make it 13-6. So the Red Devils, who only had 4 aces in the first game, now have 4 between each Elsie Larson and a McCaden Ketchrell. So they've got 10 on the night. 13-6 Oberlin here in set number 2 with a 1-0 set lead. Ketchrell with a hard serve, and it'll go off of the hands of Traxler and out of bounds. Another ace. So the fifth ace for the Red Devils here, that is now, 3 in a row for McCaden Ketchrell, and it's 14-6, 8-point lead. Ketchrell to serve again with a hard one. Right at Voss, she pops it up in the air. The setup to Clark from the 10-foot line. It's over the top of everybody and out of bounds. So seventh attack here, make it 15-6, and the Red Devils lead it by 9. Ketchrell quickly again to serve. Pops up to the back left corner, and out of rotation are going to be the Trojans. And so it's 16-6. It was the Red Devils who had some troubles with that in set number 1. Now it's the Trojans who are having some trouble with that. 16-6. Ketchrell to serve again. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig now down the middle into the tape, and it'll go underneath the net for an attack here. Number 8 on the night for the Trojans. It was McClurg that dug it out. They tried to go right back to her, and she sent it into the tape, 17-6. And Ketrell finally. I think if you're a Logan Palco fan, you're saying finally on that one because she was serving forever. 17-7. Ketrell, who had one ace going up there, finishes with 4 in that serving set for her, 17-7. Great dig for Rodriguez. They'll go to her on the right pin. She sends it short. Gets the Trojans out of rotation. They'll have to send it over on a free ball. The two-hand swap there from Delmont. Close for Fortin. She just taps it over. Kept alive by McClurg, but then it'll go into the net and down for a point as McClurg wasn't ready to play it off of the net herself. And it's 18-7. Attack error 9 for the Trojans. 18-7, Red Devils in front by 9, by 11, excuse me. Hard serve here for Rodriguez in the back corner. Great dig. Delmont comes in to bump set it. Now the free ball sent over here from Bliss. A little miscommunication between Minnick and Ketrell. It'll fall down, and Gracie Bliss will get a kill all the way from the back line, and it makes it 18-8. 10-point game here in favor of the Red Devils. With a 1-0 set lead, Jolie Kuhn, the 5'7 senior, back to serve with a hard one and sends it wide. Service error number 3 for the Trojans. Make it 19-8. It is 19-8. She gave the point there on the scoreboard to the wrong team. 19-8, Red Devils. There we go. Now she's 19-8. Hard serve. Right there to the middle row, Voss kept alive somehow. Now sent over on a free ball here for Kaus. To the outside, luring it over the top is Minnick. Free pass right at Jenna Fortin. Bump set here for Lippelman. Goes right at Traxler, who is there to dig it out. They'll go back to her for the kill, and it'll touch the back line. Traxler with a big kill for the Trojans. Her first to make it 19-9 here in set number 2. So 19-9, Red Devils in front by 10. Trying to hold on to the lead. Hard serve here for Traxler, dug up by Larson. Free pass, and I think they thought it was going to go over. Lippelman did anyway. It kisses the net and falls down to the Red Devils' side to make it 19-10. Traxler with the ace. Back there to serve another one. Traxler goes right at Minnick. Running in to save it is Larson. Out to Weigel on the left pin. Down with authority on the cross court. Delmont with a setup down the middle. Big swing. Voss right at Michaela Wasson, who digs it up. And the bump set here to Weigel in the middle. She rolls it over on the free ball. Now a big swing for Trinity Kaus, kept alive by Larson. The bump set Ketrell out to Bradley Minnick, who runs up, rolls it up over the top. Trojans on the attack. They'll have to send it over on a free ball. Here from Jolie Kuhn of the two-hand swat. Larson, the back set here to Lippelman, right down the right line. Almost got it to go. Kuhn sets it up back way and off the blocks, kept alive by Voss somehow. And the Trojans will keep it alive. Larson with another set out to Bradley Minnick. Big swing and a kill. Kaboom, Bradley Minnick, her 8th. And makes it 20-10. Red Devils the first to 20 for the second time tonight. Did it in the first set after being down. Now they do it with the lead, a big one, 20-10. 20-10, set number 2. Red Devils with a 10-point lead. Lobs up to the back row. Great dig there. Pops it up over the top. Rodriguez there to dig it out. The bump set outside. Bradley Minnick, big swing. Off hands and down! Bradley Minnick, 9 kills on the night. 21-10. Red Devils, 4 points away from the win. And timeout taken by the Trojans. We will take one with them. Oberlin in front, 21-10 in set 2. It's Lady Red Devil Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. Set number 2. Red Devils with a 1-0 set lead back here from Logan. Coming out of the Logan Palco timeout, Jenna Fortin with a serve. Gives it off to Voss in the middle, running in to save it. Now a big swing right there from Trinity Kaus on the right pin. Up to Wasson, who taps it over, rolls it off the tape, and down. Voss tapped it up a couple of times, so it might have been 4 hits anyway, but Michaela Wasson able to tap it over for her first kill, and it makes it 22-10. Forden with a hard serve. Almost got it to go in for an ace. Now Kaus, two-hand swat over on the free ball. Larson, the back set. Weigel over the top of everybody. And it kisses the back line and down for a kill. Shelby Weigel with a big one. Rolled it up over the top of the blocks and has it kiss the back line to make it 23-10. Red Devils in front by 13 here in set two. Forten with a hard one into the back middle row there for Voss. The sneaky set kept alive by Weigel. And Briley Minnick does the same thing where no one for the Trojans were there on the far right corner up near the net and makes it 24-10. And that's how Briley will get into double-digit kills. Another try here for Forten into the back row. Set point one for the Red Devils. Free ball. Red Devils on the attack. They'll go to Briley Minnick. The cross-court try. Kept alive by Kaus. It'll go all the way off the ceiling. Now Voss down the middle. Two-hand swat over free ball. Kept alive by Rodriguez. The bump set out to Weigel. Free ball sent over there. Trojans on the attack now. They'll set it up to the outside. Kaus wraps it around the antenna from the left pin. The setup outside. Briley Minnick. Big swing and a kill on the cross-court. Kaboom! It's a Red Devil winner. 25-10 in set two, 25-21 in set one, and the Red Devils pick up a big win over the Logan Palco Trojans. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Logan. Red Devils get the win in the second game of the evening, 2-0 over the Logan Palco Trojans. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan, wrapping things up tonight. It's a Red Devil winner in game number two of the evening as they take down the Logan Palco Trojans 2-0, 25-21, 25-10. The Red Devils in set one were down 17-10, come back to win it on a 15-4 run, and then they carried that over in the second set to get the win 2-0, 25-21, 25-10. So the Red Devils will improve to 5-12. On the season here tonight, and will now improve to 3-2 on the road, which is always a good sign. Logan Palco will drop to 3-10 on the year and 0-4 on their home floor. Take you through some individual numbers. We'll start with the Logan Palco Trojans here tonight. Logan Palco, Gracie Bliss finishes with one kill. Jaliyah Traxler finishes with a kill and an ace. Jolie Kuhn with an ace. Five kills and an ace here for Haley McClurg. A kill for Sarah Clark. A ace for Cora Ashmore. A kill for Hope Kaus. And a kill and a block for Lila Voss. They finished with nine attack errors on the night and three service errors. For the Oberlin Red Devils, one kill tonight for Michaela Wasson. One ace for Jory Forten, two kills and five aces for McCaden Ketrell, one kill for Riley Lippelman, five kills for Elsie Larson, and four aces, one kill for Maria Rodriguez, 11 kills for Briley Minnick and an ace, and three kills for Shelby Weigel. So the Red Devils in total finished with eight attack errors and two service errors. Red Devils win set one 25-21 and win set two 25-10. Red Devils in match number one of the day ended up losing to Shylin 25-18, 25-17. Individual numbers from that one once again. Jory Forten with an ace, and an ace from Jenna Forten, two kills from Michaela Wasson, three kills, a block and an ace from Elsie Larson, one kill from Maria Rodriguez, five kills, a block, and an ace from Briley Minnick, two kills from Shelby Weigel. So those were your individual numbers from that Shyland match. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from Logan. It's a Red Devil winner, 25-21, 25-10. It's Red Devil Volleyball here on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Logan, where it's a Red Devil winner here in match number two of the evening as the Red Devils take down Logan Palco 2-0. Tough one in game number one, losing to Shylin 2-0. But we're joined alongside with head coach of the Lady Red Devils, Lindsey Forten. Boy coach, 1-1, got to be happy with that. Come out with the win in the second match, and it seemed like after you got down 17-10 there, it was just all the momentum was on your side, and it carried over in the second set, and you guys were able to get the win.
Yeah, I was really happy that they were able to come back after being down. You know, it's not always an easy thing to do, but we just talked about how they weren't necessarily beating us. We were beating ourselves, and if we could limit our mistakes, then things would start going our way, and then they did, and like you said, we were able to carry that over into the second set, too.
Yeah, flipping it back to the first match there, I know it was a tough one. Shylin, a very experienced, it seemed like they were a lot more experienced from last year when mm-hmm. you guys were able to take them down in Oberlin, and they had a couple of big attackers, a great setter, so they were kind of tough all the way around, but you guys were able to hang with them. It just seemed like down the stretch there, they were able to get the best of you, weren't they?
Our effort sometimes wasn't there, and sometimes it was a little bit of attitude, and then other times we were competing just fine. We just have to find that where if it's not going our way, we still have to be competitors and just go out there and give it everything we have every time we're on the floor.
And in that second match, boy, I really thought, you know, when you guys were able to come back and get the lead there in that first set, I thought your serving really improved after that, too. McCain
yes,
went on
definitely.
That long run. And Maria went on that long run to get you back into it. And obviously, I mean, it can start with your defense. It can start with your offense. But the serve really helped you out tonight,
yeah,
didn't
that, it? It did hurt us in the first game. A few times we would get the ball and then miss the serve. But like you said, in the second set, we were able to make those bigger runs and keep the ball and put them on the defense instead of it always being us.
Yeah, and McCaden had that nice little run there kind of towards the end to maybe kind of solidify that you guys had all that momentum on your side, and she's been a really great player for
right,
you.
Right, she has, and she, I don't know how many aces she got there out of the ones
I
that
had
she
her down
ran,
for five total and four in a row.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. She's just one of those girls that she's going to do whatever she can to help the team, and this time it was serving, and, you know, she's always laying out and passing the ball too, so. She's a good senior leader for us.
Yeah, in a great way. I know we kind of talked, you know, it's good to get out of here. Obviously, you would like to be 2-0, but
right.
walking away with a win is always great, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we talked about earlier today, we've been on kind of a skid there. So to get that win and to get some of that confidence back is, like, really an important thing for us. So I was happy with getting that win, and hopefully that gets us back on track.
Yeah, and hopefully it carries over into next week. You get a tough couple of teams with Southwest and St. Francis.
Yes.
We always talk about toughness,
right.
and it's going to be tough. Southwest is like 11-1, and
right.
St. Francis off to a great start.
Right, and the only good thing is we finally get to play at home.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Coach, thanks for being able to sit down with us. Congrats on the win.
All right, thank you.
Once again, Head Coach Lindsay Fortin after the Red Devils get the win. We'll take a final break, come back, and wrap things up here from Logan. Red Devils get the win here in game number 2-2. It's Red Devil Volleyball 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Logan, wrapping things up for one more final time here tonight, where the Red Devils finish the triangular 1-1, losing to Shylin 2-0, but they come back and take care of Logan 2-0, using a 15-4 run there in set number one to come back and get the win 25-21, and then they win set two 25-10. Next Oberlin Red Devil action right here on KFNF will be coming up next Tuesday when the Red Devils will be at home for the first time this season. You heard Coach Fortin. She has been wanting to be at home for a while, and they're finally at home as they will take on Southwest, which is Bartley, Nebraska, who is off to a tremendous start this season, and they'll take on St. Francis, so St. D coming to Oberlin for the triangular. We'll have coverage starting right around 4:10 or so, and then take you through out the evening there from Oberlin. We'll also have coverage coming up next Saturday too of the Oberlin volleyball tournament. Red Devils finish the triangular 1-1, but you get a big win over Logan Palco in the final match of the night, 2-0. That'll do it. I'm Sam Knoll signing off, saying so long and good night here from Logan.